Hello and welcome to the Village Celebration. We have a special guest joining us today, Mildred Batts, a voice known to listeners in many states across the country as a radio DJ. She joins us to talk about her nonprofit. Mildred, thank you for being with us.
Okay. Hi, Vicki. Hello, everyone out there.
How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here. And again, thank you. Thank you.
We're glad to have you with us. So I said Mildred Batts, but your listeners know you as Millie Mill. So that, tell us the markets where you've worked and about your radio career.
Okay, great. Well, I've worked in the Memphis market for 10 years. And I worked at the legendary K97, FM 100, all of those top stations there, V101.1, to name a few. And then I worked in Arkansas at the legendary station now. Name is Delta Force 2 Radio. And I've been, let me see, at KIPR and also at the station at UAPB, near UAPB. That's where I got started, at KYDE. And then I worked in Dallas, Texas, for ABC Radio Networks, where I was syndicated. I worked along with Tom Joyner, Doug Banks, Michael Bazin, some of the other legendary radio personalities. And then I worked at some of the local stations, too, Heaven 97 KHVN in Dallas, KCBI.
Boy, and the list goes on and on and on. And now you're in Atlanta working,
right,
and you've decided that it's time to help groom the next generation, and that's what your nonprofit does. Tell us about what you see Millhouse Entertainment doing for aspiring broadcasters.
Oh, that's a really good question. Thank you for that question. What I see as far as Millhouse Entertainment, we serve as a liaison to kind of, what we do is help connect the dots for the up-and-coming youth who are interested in getting into broadcasting or any other part of the arts and entertainment arena. It could be modeling or acting or recording an album, becoming a recording artist or a TV host. So I could honestly say I could see us helping those children that maybe come from backgrounds that might be a little challenging, you know, financially, or they may not have the moral support from, families, family involvement. So what we do is we provide those workshops, and we want to continue to provide workshops and hope to grow our network so that we can, continue with our cause, directing those children, the youth, into the right direction, putting them in, face-to-face with some industry professionals who can help strengthen and jumpstart their career path.
That is so important, jumpstarting a career path and having the resources, the support to get to the next phase of a career. What brought you to this point?
Well, when I started in radio, I was one of those children. I could say myself, I didn't have a lot. My mom loved me dearly, and she gave me moral support, but I was a little different from most of the kids in my neighborhood. They wanted to do things that I guess you could say were more common, like becoming a teacher or a doctor or a police officer. None of those are common careers, don't get me wrong, but they were more popular, I guess I should say. But when I told her I wanted to get into entertainment, I wanted to be an actress, a dancer, and, at that time I said, somewhere maybe like on radio or TV, I wasn't really sure. She didn't know what to say and how to, advise me, or she was like, well, okay, I don't know anybody that's doing that, so I don't know what to tell you. So I decided I'm going to let my counselor at school know that I want to, go into broadcasting, but eventually I knew I wanted to get into acting in the whole nine yards, but I wanted to start with educating myself with the field first, because I had heard rumors about, if you want to get into entertainment, most females, you get bullied, or you might have to get on the that couch that everybody talks about. You might have to sell yourself in certain areas, if you know what I mean. And so I didn't.
So you were looking for a wholesome way to get into the industry and build a career, mm-hmm. and you see that there is a need for students to do so. When you have your workshops, what's mm-hmm. their reaction?
Oh man, they are so excited, and they're, you know, like in the beginning when I tell them about it, or when I reach out, or when I send my emails, you know, I usually get a lot of, you know, positive feedback from the parents. But like when, let me back up a bit, because I kicked it off in Dallas, Texas. That's where Millhouse Entertainment was birthed some years ago, prior to moving to Atlanta. So a lot of the parents would be working, or they had so many other obligations on the weekends. That's usually when the seminars were held. So a lot of the parents would be concerned, you know, well, my child wants to come, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to even get him or her there. But they're so excited about it. What can I do? And we did offer, you know, rides, you know, to pick up some of the students, our youth in the neighborhood. But yeah, they would be very excited. And I can honestly say I know a few who attended the seminars who now have very successful careers as rappers, as one of them is got signed with the talent agency as an actor. So yeah,
fantastic.
We've had some success stories. Yes, and I'm very thankful for that.
So tell us where we can find more information about Millhouse Entertainment.
Oh, you can definitely go to our website, millhouseentertainment.com, and you know, there's, you know, our homepage with all the links to direct you to any area that you may have interest in. Or you can find us on Facebook as well. If you go to facebook.com/Millhouse Entertainment, and you'll see our page there as well.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in the Village to talk about Millhouse Entertainment and the work you're doing to encourage the careers of young African Americans. We appreciate your work. Millie Mills or Mildred Batts, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I thank you for having me. I just want to quickly say I remember when you were news anchor in Little Rock, if I may say so, at KATV Channel 7. So I've always been a fan, always respected your work. You're a great woman of God, and
well,
thank you so much.
Well, then, to God be the glory. I certainly appreciate it. All right, as you can tell, everybody, we know each other, and we are supportive mm-hmm. of our careers. Take good care, and we'll talk with you later.
Thank you so much, Vicki. You all as well.